Support for WAMC comes from the Graduate School at SUNY New Paltz, offering an MBA program featuring case study, team building, and leadership skills. Accepting applications for spring admission, newpaltz.edu/graduate. Good morning. It's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. After what felt like an endless battle with the Orioles in the regular season, the Yankees appeared to have finally made it out of the woods heading into the American League Championship Series against Detroit. But that was on Friday. Saturday's 12-inning Game 1 not only handed the Yankees a loss in the series, but a lineup loss as well. Only moments before the Tigers scored what would become the game-winning two runs, Derek Jeter reached down to pick up a grounder, planted his left foot, and tumbled, later confirmed to be a broken left ankle. In yesterday's Game 2, the Tigers scored twice in the eighth after second base umpire Jeff Nelson missed a call at second base and rolled on to a 3-0 shutout of the Bombers. Over in the NLCS, David Freese and Carlos Beltran hit two-run homers to help St. Louis build a 6-run lead, and the Cardinals went on to beat San Francisco 6-4 in Game 1. Freeze connected in the second inning off of Giants starter Madison Bumgarner. Bumgarner hasn't made it through five innings in either of his playoff starts. Game 2 takes place tonight. Over in the NFL this week, Jets fans were finally given a reason to be proud of Gangrene. Sean Green rushed for a career-high 161 yards and 3 touchdowns to lead the Jets to a 35-9 rout of Indianapolis. The Giants also had a strong showing. Big Blue's defense intercepted Alex Smith 3 times in a 26-3 win over San Francisco. The news was not as good for New England. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson connected with Sidney Reid on a 46-yard touchdown pass with a minute and 18 seconds to go to rally the Seahawks over Tom Brady and the Patriots 24-23. And Ryan Lindell's 25-yard field goal with under 4 minutes to go in overtime gave Buffalo a 19-16 win over Arizona. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.